participate in the RDS Squid Toss.
Yeah.
Sergey, Vladimir, and Igor are our squids this morning.
That's right. You can win some prizes. Maybe this will help the Red Wings get back online.
Let's hope so.
I think that it's the least that we can do for them.
I think so, too. Hey, let's take a call. Hi, GRD. Who's this?
Who is this, please?
It's GRD, RDS.
I'm sorry, what is your name?
Rick Beckett, Darla J., Scott Winters.
Rick Beckett?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to lodge a complaint, please.
About what?
Is this the station that is tossing squid? Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is this?
My name is Diane Johnson.
Write that down.
Yeah?
I am furious. I am disgusted.
Really? How come?
You are tossing squid?
Yeah.
You're going to be hearing from my people. First of all, who's your supervisor, please?
Joel Schaaf.
How do you spell that last name, please?
We're not sure.
We don't know.
S-C-H, couple of A's,
double A,
couple F's.
Schaaf.
I really don't appreciate your attitude. I cannot believe you have a bunch of people out on the street tossing live animals.
Hey, wait a minute.
They're squids.
Hold it, sweet kids.
I don't care what they are. They're
shut
animals.
Shut your hole for a minute. What group are you with?
I am representing PETA. Oh, you are going to be hearing from my people.
Here we go.
Oh, boy.
I've been waiting for this call.
I don't need this attitude, Mr. Beckett.
Oh, really? Really? Here, are you on your way to work? Are you like busy, boxing up lobsters to send back to Maine so they can go back into the ocean?
Listen, I don't need this attitude.
I saw that on 2020. The kooks in PETA like you.
I'm a kook.
You're a complete kook.
You know what? I'm glad you saw it on 2020. You yourself said this thing is disgusting, and they're twitching, and I cannot believe you're standing out there in the middle of the street promoting this.
Uh-oh.
And you're going to be hearing from us, and your people out there in the street are going to be hearing from us.
Really?
Why are you promoting this?
You know, Diane, if you keep shooting your big mouth off like this, you're never going to get me into bed.
You listen to me, asshole. I don't need your attitude on this.
I heard that. I heard that name you called me.
I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did because that's who you are and that's who everybody is who decides to treat animals like this. I cannot believe you're putting them out there and promoting them twitching or hitting them over the head with rocks and you got people that are sticking their hands in it. Don't you think they feel any pain with this?
Gee, what's the matter? Does that smell remind you of something?
Oh, God.
Uh-oh. You know, you're only making yourself look bad with these insults. You have nowhere else to go because you know I am right. I am right on this. And if you want to just open up and put me on the air with this, I'd be glad to do it.
You're on the air right now.
You're
good.
On the air.
That is what I want. I want airways to tell people that this is disgusting, and I want to ask everyone who's out there listening this is disgusted because people are disgusted just like I am.
Hey, what exactly does PETA stand for?
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Oh. Ethical, buddy. Ethical. That's something you don't have.
Ethical.
And that's something that your station doesn't have, and I'm going to call this Joel person, anybody else. Believe me, and if you're talking about the stupid Wings, you know what? I hope they lose.
Oh.
They're losers and you're losers.
Those are fighting words.
Wow. Did she just say
that? Forget it. Where are they again?
Hey, you want to go to
Where are your people again? Tell me right now.
Hey, you want to go to Red Lobster for lunch?
Right now.
Hey, you want to go to Red Lobster for the seafood lover in you.
You're going to hear from me, buddy.
Okay. Hey, can you hold on for a second? Goodbye.
Wow.
Well, thanks for calling. It's always good to hear from listeners.
Wow.
Wow-wee. Man, she was a little hot.
Well, you didn't help the situation any.
Boo effing who.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's going to want to go to lunch with you.
Probably not, Rick.
Yeah, man, we've talked about that PETA bunch. Aren't they the ones that want to stop fishing in the Great Lakes?
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. Why?
Yep.
Tell me why.
Oh, because fish have feelings, too.
Yeah, I'll bet they do. Yeah.
Pretty soon we're not going to be able to eat anything because, you know, I'm sure plants have,
if you're stupid enough to get, on the end of a hook, if you're that dumb, you deserve to die, as far as I'm concerned.
Weeding out the gene pool of the stupid fish and the smart fish.
Oh, jeez.
Boy. Well,
she was hot.
Sorry about that, folks. It was not good.
Yeah. The views expressed on this program.
Yeah. What was her name again? Diane Johnson. Diane Johnson. Oh, God. She's boxing up lobsters. Got all her kook friends, you know. Got that network of PETA people.
What do you bet she's eating her ham and eggs, though, breakfast?
Yeah.
They don't eat animals. They eat PETA sandwiches.
PETA sandwiches. That's right.
Oh, God.
Well, honey, thanks for calling, okay? And we'll get together for lunch.
Yeah.